to speak for the state of the town of West Blockton, ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Daniel Sims.
How do you follow that?
The good thing for you all is I will not take nowhere near the time that the mayor got.
Well, kind of go at a little bit of a different angle than what he did. This is very nice to have all of our people here today, all of our Bibb County leaders here to give you guys information. This is, to me, something that's long overdue. We're at year three and we're having it. So I'm going to kind of go back just a little bit and then come back forward to where we are, because West Blockton, where it is today, is because of its recent future is what's put it in the state today. So right now is a very exciting time in Bibb County. As you drive around, you see new development everywhere. And that's big thanks to Mercedes, MBUC, Governor Ivey, the ADECA program, Bibb County Commission, the Board of Education, the Scott Davis family, Town of Woodstock, Town of West Blockton have really pushed major growth in this town. So we have a lot going on in Bibb County. But for West Blockton, we are a bedroom community. And we're small town America. We're a town of pride. We're a town of traditions. And if you want to see that, you can come there on Friday afternoon in the fall, and you can see some football. We have a homecoming week. We have our Halloween on Main Street. We have the Cahaba Lily Festival. We have the old timers fish frying game. I tell you all that because we almost had to completely start this thing over from the beginning once we got there. And we walked into the door. In mid-December, I had been out running around looking at parks, trying to get my feet under me as far as running this administration. So when I come in there, I was confronted with a question. What are you going to do? You've got two options. I need you to make a financial decision. And it's either A, pay the bills, or B, make payroll. So at that point in time, it kind of really set in stone where we were financially, West Blockton. We were in a bad place, needed to roll our sleeves up and get to work. So we began to try to set up a financial fundamental so where we could rework our infrastructure, starting with ground zero. We had a sewer system that was draining our system of $100,000 a year. We had a water system that was overwhelmed, and it was just it was a mess. Shortly after that, we had a grocery store that closed. We lost our sales tax, which was our top five sales tax generator. So with that, as times went on, we have created a structure in our water system to create stability. And in the meantime, we had to cultivate a relationship with Woodstock. So I'm going to tie all this back into how we get today. With Woodstock and their agreement, we were able to bring it back to financially sound for the town of West Blockton, to where it got us $60,000. We were able to work a good relationship with them. Then, as running for the mayor, we were focused on three things. One was accountability, two was the kids, and three was our elder. So we began to work into our parks, where we had another great relationship with the Bibb County Medical Center. We had the RC&D. We were able to provide a walking track for our community to make it healthier, to be able to allow the kids to get up there and have an area to run around. When we were able to showcase that, the Board of Education got involved with us and gave us the baseball field up above so that we could have a more greenery area. Then, as the grocery store, as that become an issue, we went and got a farmer's market. Now, that whole trip was to start with just a truck and the tomatoes, basically. And it has developed into something that's really good. It helps the citizens in the community. It's more events, so it creates that community that we talked about earlier as far as the pride in the community. There has been I'm having a hard time. I'm not the greatest public speaking, but our farmers market has been a great model for the state. It's always big events and big for the community. Our parks, we have continued to have events there where if you have fireworks and things like that, you're always going to generate people to come out. We've had a back-to-school bash with the Board of Education. We've had a 4th of July celebration. So, and then in our... Excuse me. So we had that back to school bash to push the community for our kids and all that, to get them excited to go back to school. And so we want to push for the future in the West Blockton. So as we sit here today, we finally, as Jeff had mentioned, we've gotten our audit report back, and for the first time, West Blockton is in the black. For 25 years it's been. Our sewer system now, after last night, we were in the middle of getting a bond. We are, for the first time in two decades, we're going to break even or make money on our sewer system. So I told you all that on the front end to understand that we had to restart everything to create it to where we can be, to where we can make money now and be sufficed. So the future in West Blockton is beginning to move in the right direction. We have houses being revitalized. There's nine now. I spoke with Ms. Pam today. She's been there for 36 years. That's the first time there's ever had nine homes being revitalized at one time in our community. But a lot of this was due to the help of our volunteers with the Board of Education, the Commission, Woodstock, Town of Woodstock, and the State of Alabama. So we're actually moving in the right direction finally for the first time in a while. And as I told you all, we didn't have as big a list as he had. But that'll kind of close us out. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.